So a few things that are really exciting about NEEM, a lot of good stuff going on. International adoption of the National Information Exchange Model. I was in Mexico City in July. On July 13th, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. signed a memorandum of understanding around information sharing and information exchange, sharing best practices and doing some trilateral projects. The focus of that was NEEM adoption. Really great to see it go international in that way, and the excitement by the federal CIOs of Canada and Mexico around what we're doing and sharing best practices. As a part of that, we've established two working groups across the three countries, one in public health, one in public safety. On the public health side, the pilot project folks are looking at, and it's not fully done. People are still working through the precise pilot projects, but it looks like it'll be around pandemic influenza, right? Sharing information. Now, there's information sharing going on right now around pandemic influenza, but the idea is through standardization, we can do it better, and we can do it in a more broad-based way. The other is public safety. We're looking at stolen vehicles and being able to share information around stolen vehicles. Another great example is suspicious activity reporting. My partners in Canada have communicated to me an intent to pilot suspicious activity reporting, which is quite interesting and points out kind of the good work we've done on privacy. You know, when we started this conversation with Canada and their interest in this area, it was well over a year ago, and some of the initial conversations, while nobody said this, the feeling tone was, hey, don't you guys shred privacy in the U.S.? And nobody said that, and, you know, it was a very respectful conversation, but where we are today, where they want to pilot it in Canada across the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Provincial Police, Metropolitan Police, and they see that we've built the frameworks to support privacy to such an extent that they can pilot it and tune those frameworks to meet their own laws, customs, and how they want to do business north of the border. It's great to see the reuse, not only of the technology, but the business process, the training, the outreach that we've done with advocacy groups and all the rest.
Let me jump in real quick because I want to go back. You talked about a couple of the pilots through the MOU signed with Mexico and Canada in July, public health, public safety. I know you said they're still being worked out. Is it the plan to get them going in 2012? Is it the plan to get them going before the end of the calendar year? And when we say pilots, what kind of details can you give us now in terms of what's it going to incorporate?
No, it's not 2012. The idea is to get going now. There's a desire here to use rapid approaches, agile development, leverage existing activities. So, for example, right now today, there's an activity going on between the states of Arizona and in Mexico, Sonora, around sharing public health type information in pandemic sort of scenarios. So we're looking at, can we scale that up? Things like that. This is not about new money or new efforts. This is about the kind of bottoms-up work that we really pride ourselves on. It's working through our network of stakeholders, identifying existing activities. At HHS, there's a lot of activity here, so we're working closely with our partners at Health and Human Services. So we want to get going relatively quickly and be able to show results sometime winter, spring, initial results, and build on top of that. The purpose of the pilots are, you know, twofold. One is to make an impact in a mission area on a trilateral basis, but also to provide that thin end of the wedge to drive adoption and use and value generation from best practices like the National Information Exchange Model in a broad-based way. The adoption of NEEM by Canada and Mexico is not focused on counterterrorism. It's focused more broadly, right? This is a CIO-type thing, federal CIOs in the three countries looking at sharing best practices for information sharing, information integration.
And I just want to step back for a second and make sure it's clear. NEEM is not a specific standard. It is a process by which standards can be developed. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a standards framework, standards process, standards framework, and we work with standards organizations. The NEEM organization works with standards organizations. An interesting thing that's a little bit more techie, but, you know, maybe that's my background, so if you let me geek out for a minute. The NEEM folks have been working with OMG, Object Management Group. They're the folks that own the standard for UML, Universal Modeling Language. If you're an IT guy, you know UML is the lingua franca of software development, information management. There's a billion-dollar tools industry, $1 billion middleware industry that's all based on UML. So there's an effort right now to express NEEM as a UML profile. And so that would allow folks that want to do NEEM and use NEEM to use UML tools, which are really any software development tool, any architecture tool, any information management tool. And, you know, the idea here is eventually then that'll drive adoption, drive further value generation, and great to see the participation by industry in this. There's a lot of industry demand pull in this.
If I'm a program manager in government and I'm not a tech person, NEEM's impact on my business area, it depends on the business area, but basically the benefits of NEEM is the standardization of processes, of data, So when you do collect data, it's easier to share. Give me a sense of the benefits of NEEM to the maybe everyday federal employee or contractor versus the technical ones.
Yes, and the best way maybe to do that is to highlight an example. So there was an article in the New York Times back in July, a very interesting article, that highlighted what New York City has done using NEEM to deliver social services to the 4 million neediest New Yorkers. They integrated all the different social service databases, whether that's Medicaid, whether that's foster kids, whether that's child welfare, whether it's housing, to be able to get a more integrated, let's say, 360-degree view of these needy New Yorkers, the most vulnerable segment of the population, to more effectively deliver services. Now, what's interesting here is that, and it was highlighted in the article, because they did that, they were able to identify foster kids that would have otherwise fallen through the cracks. So what's the impact of these frameworks? I mean, we're able to identify kids that otherwise would not be identified and would not get the help they need to thrive. I thought that was a wonderful story. And that all happened bottoms up. It was serendipitous.
As far as the government and the federal government in terms of NEEM and the impact, you mentioned obviously law enforcement. You mentioned HHS. Where else are we looking at NEEM that could have an impact, or where is it already having an impact?
You ever see that movie Trading Places, Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd?
Sure, sure.
So remember the tagline, frozen concentrated orange juice? So NEEM is being used by the Department of Agriculture for precision crops, commodity crops. So NEEM on the farm is far afield as that, something that's a little bit more techie. It's being used in cyber. There's a cyber domain in NEEM. DHS is the steward of that domain. There's been some early work on expressing standardized information packages around incidents and cyber watch list type information. So cyber situational awareness, there's an information sharing component. So that's also some work that's early stage over at DHS. So there's a couple of examples right there.